I think of this word in 2 Corinthians in chapter 2.
我想起在哥林多后书第二章的话语这么记载。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14.
二章十四节。
Thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处宣扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
That's quite an expression there. Always leads us in triumph in Christ.
这一句话真的是很有道理，他说我们的神常常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Not some of the time, not most of the time, but always.
并不是偶尔见的，并不是时常的，是一直的都是这样的得胜。
Now when we read God's word, we can either try to bring God's word down to the level of our experience.
我们读神的话语，我们一方面有些人他是想把神的话语带到我们个人的那种的经历当中。
And say that that's not what it really means, and we change it and twist it and make it bring it down to the level of our low experience.
我们可以说这个原本的意思并不是这样，我们就把它来改变下来，适应我们的这个我们自己本身的看法。那这个就是真正的。Or
we can do something else.
或者我们可以有另外一种的做法。We
can say that's the standard of God's word.
我们可以说这个就是神的那个标准。But
I have to admit that my level is down here.
但是我要承认我的这个水准，我的标准只有这么。That
requires humility.
这个需要一个人的谦卑
and honesty.
而且要那个虔诚。
To say the standard of God's word is there, my level of Christian life is down here.
我们的神他的标准和要求是就在那里，但是我还没有达到那个标准。
If you are honest like that, there is some hope of your going up.
如果你是很诚实的，那么承认的话，那么你就是有盼望的，你可以达到神要求的标准。
But many Christians don't do that.
但是许多基督徒们不愿意这么做。
When they see something like this in God's word,
当他们看见神的话有这么样的标准的时候，
Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
他看到这个时候，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Always triumphant.
时常的一直的夸胜。
Always overcoming sin.
是时常的战胜这个罪恶。
Never depressed and gloomy and discouraged.
那么从来没有说被压制，被那个垂丧失望。
Praising the Lord, not just Sunday morning, but 7 days of the week.
并不只是在星期天早上来称颂神，是一个星期七天都在那里称颂神。
In everything, giving thanks, like the Bible says.
就好像圣经所讲的，凡事谢恩。
When people read such verses in the Bible,
当人看到这样的境界的时候，
they say, well, that's not really possible.
他说，这个可能恐怕不太可能。
Why do they say that?
为什么他们这么说呢？
Because they are not experiencing it.
因为他们并没有经历这些应许。
Not possible.
不可能的。
And so it's not possible because they don't believe.
如果你这么样的不相信的话，这个真是不可能的，对你来讲。
Do you remember the story in Matthew chapter 9?
你记得在马太第九章有这么一个故事吗？
It says here there were two blind men, verse 27,
在马太九章二十七节，
who followed Jesus.
有这两个瞎子，他们要跟随耶稣。
And the two blind men said, have mercy on us, son of David. Matthew 9, verse 27.
在马太九章二十七节，这两个瞎子说，大卫的子，请怜悯我们吧。
They were blind. Both eyes, they were blind.
他们这一个两个瞎子，他们。
And when they came into the house, the blind men came to him.
这个瞎子就进到里头。
And Jesus said to them,
耶稣跟他们说，
This is a very important question now. Listen carefully.
我们注意听这一段话。
Was Jesus able to heal them?
耶稣能够医治他们吗？
Yes.
当然可能。
Did they want to be healed?
他们是否愿意要被医治呢？
Yes.
是的。
But still, there was one more important question.
那么还有一个，但是除了这个以外，还有一更重要的问题。
That applies to us also.
这个对我们来讲也是这样的。
Do you want to be a victorious Christian?
你是否要成为一个得胜的基督徒？
Yes.
是的，我要。
Can Jesus give you a victorious life?
耶稣是否能够给你那个得胜的生命？
Yes.
是的。
But there's still one more question.
但是还有这么一个问题要解决。
Very important question.
是非常重要。
And that's the question he asked.
就是这里面问的这个问题。
Do you believe?
他说你们相信吗？
Do you believe that I can do this for you?
你是否相信我能够为你成全这件事情？
Now we must read the question carefully.
我们必须要很仔细的来研究这个问题。
Picture Jesus here.
我们可以想象耶稣在当中。
Two blind men there.
有两个瞎子。
He did not ask them, "Can you?" Try and open your eyes.
他没有问他们说，你们试试看，开你们眼睛一下。
What would they say?
他们怎么说呢？
No, Lord, we can't.
如果他这么问呢，是跟你说
，Try and open your eyes.
啊，我不能够，你试试看，再试一下。
No, we can't.
啊，还是不能够。
That's not the question.
这个并不是耶稣问的问题。
What was the question?
他问什么问题呢
？Nothing to do with you.
跟你没有。
Are you willing?
你是否愿意呢
？Now, do you believe that I can do this for you？
是啊，你是否相信我能够为你成全这个事情
？And what did they say？
他们怎么说
？They said, "Yes, Lord."
他们说：“主啊，是的。
”Yes, Lord.
主啊，是的。
We can't open our own eyes, but you can do it for us.
我们不能够开你们的眼睛，但是你能够。
And what did Jesus say to them？
耶稣怎么跟他们说
？Verse 29.
二十九节。
He touched them their eyes and said.Be it done to you according to your faith.
耶稣就摸着他们的眼睛说：“照做你们的信，给你们成全了吧。”
Now here's a very important statement.
这一个是一个很重要的一句。
Because Jesus is always saying this to people.
因为耶稣时常的都这么样的跟着人讲。
I believe he's saying this to all of us now.
我相信他今天也跟我们同样的这么讲。
What is that?
这一句话是什么话？
Let it be done for you according to your faith.
他说：“照做你们的信心，给你们成全了吧。”
How much will you get?
那你能够得到多少呢？
Not as much as God wants to give you.
那当然不是，是把神盼望给我们是许多。
According to your faith.
他只是要照做我们的信心。
Only according to your faith.
唯有照做我们的信心。
There is no partiality with God.
对于我们的神讲，他没有偏爱。
God loves everybody equally.
神对我们的爱都是一样的。
But yet everybody does not receive the same amount from God.
但是不是每一个人都从神那里领受同样的祝福
？Supposing we live in a town where there is no water supply.
我们举一个例子，我们住在一个村镇里面的。
And the wells are all dry.
这个水井已经干了。
And the whole town, everybody, is thirsty for water.
这个镇里面的每一个人都口渴。
And then God sends rain from heaven.
那么神就这个降雨下来。
How much will everybody get?
要每个人会得到多少这个雨水呢
？One person puts a little cup outside his house.
那有一个人他就拿了一个小杯去外面来盛水。
Another person puts a bucket outside his house.
那另外一个人就拿了一个水桶。
Another person puts a huge tub outside his house.
另外一个人可能他打了一个很大的一个水盆。
Another person puts many big containers.
另外一个他拿了许许多多那个盛水的容器。
Now tell me.
那么请告诉我。
Are all those houses going to get the same amount of water?
每一个家庭都会拿到同样的水吗
？What? Yes or no?
当然这个答案是不。
They'll all get different quantities of water.
他们拿的都有不同那个容量的水。
Was it because God was partial to some people and he didn't like some people?
是不是因为神他对一些人比较偏爱一点，对哪一些人就不太喜欢呢
？No,
并不是。
We can say you will receive according to the size of your container.
换句话说是照着你的那个容器的大小来领受。
The same rain,
同样的那个雨水。
You put a cup, you get only a cup.
如果你的个杯是这么小的，你就拿了这么这样的水。
Keep a huge tub there, you get more.
如果你那个大水缸呢，你就拿的比较多一点。
Faith is like that.
信心就好像是如此。
The same God,
同样的一位神。
Same promises,
同样的应许。
He loves everybody equally.
他爱我们都是一样。
Same Holy Spirit,
同样的圣灵。
But yet everybody doesn't get the same.
但是并不是每个人都得到一样。
Because some people say,
因为有些人这么说。
Maybe a little bit.
或者一点点就够了。
That's all you'll get.
那么你真的就找到一 点。
What is the promise we read in 2 Corinthians 2?
在哥林多后书讲的什么应许呢
？Thanks be to God who always leads us in victory.
他说感谢神，这位是他是常率领我们在耶稣基督里面夸胜。
So maybe one brother says, "Yeah, Lord, sometimes I believe you can give me victory."
可能一位弟兄说，我主啊，我相信有时候你的确会给我这个得胜。
Not always.
不是时常吧？我相信。
Sometimes.
应该是偶尔见的。
Okay, that's a little cup.That's all you'll get.
这个，那么你的信心就是如此，这个就是你所得到。
Let it be done for you according to what?
照着你的什么？
your faith.
你的信心的成全。
You don't believe God can help you always, only sometimes? Okay, you'll get help only sometimes.
如果你的信心是这样的话，你就真的是只是偶尔先得到那个困难。
Another brother, he says not sometimes.Most of the time.
这另外一个弟兄他说不只是偶尔，应该是许多时候都可以这样。
Not always, that's too much.
不是不是没事的。我只要许多时候就够了。
What does the Lord say to him?
那主为什么讲的
Same thing.
同样的。
Let it be done for you according to your faith.
照着你的信心给你成全吧。
He gets help most of the time.
他就会在这个许多时候的。
Here's another brother who when the rain falls takes the biggest vessel he can.Have and put it outside his house.
这位弟兄就是当他下雨的时候，他就把最大的容器放在外面。
He says, if the Bible says always, it means always.
他看到说，如果圣经讲说时常的长那个一直的，他就会照做下去。
And what does he get?
他相信他得到什么呢
？Victory,
就是胜利得胜。
Always,
是时常的。
Why is this different?
为什么有这个不同呢？
We see it in Christendom.
我们在这个基督徒里面看见。
Some people come into a glorious life.
有些人他们是真的是荣耀的那个基督徒的生命。
When they start their Christian life, three brothers are all equally losing their temper, getting angry.
可能当他们开始信主说这三位兄弟都是同样的，他们都是脾气不好的，时常发脾气。
And then they hear the word of God that God can help them to overcome this sin.
后来他们就听见神的话，说神可以帮助他们胜过这个罪恶。
Let's say a husband and wife who are right from their first day of married life shouting at each other.
我们举一个例子，可能这对夫妻他们从结婚那天开始就时常来呼喊来。
Small things go wrong and they get angry.
小事情他们就生气。
And the other person gets angry.
当这个生气的时候。
And they come to Christ, they are born again.
后来他们就可能他们后来就信了主重生。
Our sins are forgiven.
So 我们的罪得到赦免。
But when our sins are forgiven, we don't automatically get victory over anger.
但是当我们的罪得到赦免的时候，我们就是自动的就可以战胜，就有这个胜利。
One step forward, we must have faith.
但是我们还需要另外一小那个信心有一步，就是
Jesus can give us victory over sin.
就是耶稣他能够给我们这个信心，能够胜过罪恶。
So here's one brother or sister in a married life. They say, "Yeah, Lord, sometimes you can give me victory."
可能这一对夫妇说，主啊，是的，可能有时候你们也给我胜利。
And they get victory sometimes.
他们就有时候就得到这个胜利。
In another family, they believe most of the time.
另外一个家庭，他们相信许多时候。
Another family they believe all the time.
另外一个家庭他们相信是时常的。
You know the devil is a thief.
你知道魔鬼是一个盗贼窃贼。
Jesus said Satan is a thief.
耶稣说这个魔鬼就是那个盗贼。
He has come to steal.
他来是要偷窃。
What does he steal from us?
他跟我们偷窃什么呢
？God's promises.
就是神给我们的应许。
The wonderful abundant life that Jesus came to give, he wants to steal it.
耶稣给我们那个奇妙的那个丰盛的生命，魔鬼就来偷取。
I live at a very low level all my life。
好了，我们在我们的基督的生命是在那个人生那个最低层的地方里头生。
So that when problems come, I don't know how to solve them。
所以当问题来到时候，我不晓得要怎么样解决。
Because I don't believe the promises of God。
因为我们不相信那个神的应许。
Here's a word, a commandment in 1 Thessalonians 5.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，这是主给我们的这个使命。
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18.
在五章十八节，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's read verse 16 first.
我们先念十六节。
Rejoice always.
这个要常常的喜乐。
What is God's will?
神的那个旨意是什么呢
？Rejoice always.
他说要时常的喜乐。
Verse 18.
十八节。
In everything, give thanks.
他说凡事谢恩。
In how many things?
是在多少样的事情上面
？In everything.
在凡事每样事情。
And then it says,
然后
this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为就是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
What is God's will?
我们神的旨意是什么呢
？Rejoice always.
要时常的喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
要不住的祷告。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
That is God's will.
这个是神的旨意。
And the devil says, no, that's not possible.
那魔鬼告诉我们说，这个是不可能的。
Rejoice always?
时常喜乐吗
？No, not possible.
不可能。
Some of the time, maybe.
可能是有时候喜乐，有时候悲哀。
For 1 hour on Sunday morning, rejoice.
星期天早上有一个小时的喜乐就已经很不好。
The rest of the time is gloomy and miserable.
对啊，其他的时候就会是比较应该是一个忧愁的时候。
Another person says no, little more than that.
另外一个讲说不应该只是星期天。
At least 3 days a week.
啊，至少一个星期要有三天的喜乐。
Another person says always.
另外一个讲说要十天的喜乐。
What does Scripture say?
这个圣经是怎么讲的
？You see how the devil has robbed.Certain people of what Scripture says.
你看到这个魔鬼他怎么的盗取这个神给许多信徒们的应许呢
？What a wonderful thing it is if we can be Christians who rejoice always.
如果我们这个做信徒们的基督徒们能够时常的喜乐，是何等美妙的一件事情
！Nobody ever finds us in a bad mood.
没有人看到我们的这个心情这么的坏。
In that verse we read at the beginning, it says.Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
我们一次早起来的时候，我们就说凡事谢恩，照做耶稣基督的
名。Through that, it says there is an aroma that comes forth from us to other people.
照做这样，我们就真的是把那个基督的那个香气能够显扬出来。
You know how it is when a lady has got a lot of perfume on her.
那你知道，如果那些女士们如果她喷香水呀，那喷什么？
因为 she's walking 10 feet away, oh, pick it up.
如果不要喷得太浓了，应该是很好的那个味道。
Powerful.
这个是有些人他从很远很远一米以外你会闻到。
That is aroma.
这个是那个香气。
And the Bible says it should be like that with our Christian life.
圣经告诉我们讲说，我们的基督徒生命也应当是如此。
People who come in touch with us.
当那些人跟我们有来往的人
，they see there's something here.
他就看见说，哎，这个人有不同。
A perfume.
就好像是有那个香水的味道。
Do they see that?
他们看得见吗
？I don't mean just when they see us.
我并不是说
once in a week on Sunday.
我并不是说这些人外面跟我们接触的人，他看见我们的那个外表，或者是每一个星期看见。
People meet us regularly.
但是还是那些一直的时常的都跟我们见面的人，我们的邻居
，our unconverted relatives，
我们的这些我们的亲戚
，our friends，
甚至是我们的朋友
，people we work with in the office，
或者是我们的同事。
An aroma,
这一样的一种的香气，这个基督的香气。
A brother, a sister,
可能是一个
who always rejoices.
一个弟兄的姐妹，他是时常的喜乐。
Isn't that a good thing?
这个是不是好的事情
？What do you say, sister? Don't you think your husband will be very happy if you are one who is always rejoicing?
那姐妹，如果你的先生是一个星期七天都喜乐，是何等的好。
You can become a new wife.
你可以成为一个新的一个妻子。
No more grumpy long faces any day.
那如果你不需要每天的在外面的那个那个。
If you can come to
the altar, 或者是讲很多话，如果能够来认识耶稣。
I think all husbands would say yes. I want a wife like that.
我相信每一位做丈夫的说，我要我妻子。
Always rejoicing.
是十分的喜乐。
Never bitter and angry and.
不有这个苦度
yeah,
或者是这个
so many things may go wrong
当然是有时候有些事情是不顺利
but it doesn't matter it's not serious
但是这不管是怎么样
the only thing serious is sin
唯一那个真的是严重就是
did something expensive in your house get broken
如果你家里面有一个贵重东西打破了
It's not so serious
这个不是很严重的事情
yeah, be more careful next time but it's not serious
要小心点不要再打破
2,000 years from now,
两千年以后
when we are sitting with Jesus in eternity,
当我们与耶稣要永远坐在宝座上
sit and think about that thing that broke in your house 2,000 years ago.
你不会想到两千年前我打破了一个宝贵的一个
玩意儿，
或者是古董的东西，我非常的那个垂涎。但是你不会去介意这个事情。
And that's what I always ask myself.
这个就是我时常告诉我自己。
2,000 years from now, am I going to worry about this?
两千年后，我会不会再来没做那一个我打破的东西来烦恼呢
？Then I'm not going to worry about it now.
那我现在就不再去烦恼这个。
But if I sin today,
但是如果今天我犯罪
，I live a defeated life.
如果我生活在一个失败的生活
，If I allow the devil to get a hold of me,
如果让魔鬼来盗取我生命的东西
，Then 2,000 years from now, I'm going to have a lot of regret about the way I lived on earth.
那么真的，我告诉你，两千年后我仍然会有。感觉到懊悔，说为什么那时候没有过那个得胜的生命
？Can you have faith for that？
你是否有足够的信心
？Rejoice always，
要十分的喜乐呢
？And you say I can't do that。
你说我不能够。
What did Jesus ask the blind man？
耶稣怎么能问那个瞎眼
？Do you believe that I can do this for you？
他说你是否相信我能够为你做成这个事情
？I can help you，
我能够帮助你。
To rejoice always，
我能够帮助你十分的喜乐。
Yeah。I can testify for your own encouragement that Some years, many years ago, I really sought God for that.
Okay, 告诉你，在好多年前，我在那里真的寻求神给我这么的应许。
I'm not trying to boast.
我并不是要来夸口。
Supposing a blind man had his eyes opened and he gives a testimony that I was blind, but Jesus opened my eyes. That's not boasting. It's glorifying the Lord.
如果一个从前是瞎眼的，他从前瞎眼，现在看得见，他怎么见证？这个并不是夸口，这个是给荣耀给神。
I want to give a testimony like that for the glory of the Lord only.
我要为受神的荣耀，要来做这样的见证。
When I was born again, I did not know how to rejoice always.
那么重生得救之后，我不晓得要怎么样的时常的喜乐。
Many times I was discouraged and depressed.
许多时候我都是在那个垂丧，在那个灰心的。
Sometimes I could praise the Lord, but not always.
总是啊，有时候我能够称颂神，但是有许多时候我不能够。
When I first got married,
那么结婚以后。
I did not know how to live a life where I never get angry with my wife.
我不晓得要怎么样的不与我的太太来吵架，或者是。
But I can give thanks for everything.
我要不晓得怎么样的凡事。
Always walk in victory.
怎么样的在时常的
。But I wanted that life.
但是我盼望有这样的生命。
And I longed for it.
我渴慕这样的生命。
And I said, Lord, I don't want the devil to steal what you have for me.
我说主啊，我不要魔鬼来盗取我应得的。
Why should the devil steal the wealth God wants to give me?
为什么要允许魔鬼来盗取这些东西？
And I came to this, I had to believe.
我就决定立下了这个，我必须要相信。
Do you know that there are many things God cannot do when we don't believe?
你说如果我们不相信嘛，有许多的东西是神是不能够做。
We read in Matthew 13 and verse 58.
你看马太十三章五十八节。
Matthew 13 verse 58.Jesus did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief.
他说耶稣因为他们不信就在那里 不多行异能了。
Did they need a miracle?
那边的人需要神迹吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did Jesus want to do a miracle for them?
耶稣是否愿意为他们行异能呢？
Yes or no?
是。
Yes. Did he do it?
他做到吗？他有做吗？
No.
没有。
Why didn't he do it?
为什么耶稣没有在那边行异能呢？
They needed it.
他们需要。
He was willing to do it.
耶稣也愿意这么做。
And he still didn't do it.
反正他并没有做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because their unbelief.
因着他们的不信。
Okay, do you want a life of victory?
你是否要这个得胜的生命？
You need it.
你需要。
Jesus wants to do it for you.
耶稣要为你做成。
And you still don't come into that life.
但是你还没有得胜。
Why?
为什么呢？
Same reason.
是同样的理由。
You don't believe.
因为你不相信。
The devil says, no, it's not possible.
魔鬼告诉你说不可能的。
You put your little cup out, and that's all the rain you get.
你把那个小杯子拿出来，这个就是你所得到的这个雨水。
I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, at least from today.
我要这么的勉励你们。
When you read the promises of God's word,
当你读到神的应许的时候，
say that's for me.
你说这个应许是给我的。
Now I'll give you my testimony.
那是我给你我的见证。
God has done that miracle in my life.
神在我的生命头做了这个神迹。
I have been saved from discouragement and depression for years, many years.
神已经把我从这一个垂丧，从这个这种受压制的这种情况当中释放出来。好多年。
I don't even remember how many years ago when was the last time I got angry with my wife. It's so many, many years ago. I don't even know when.
我已经忘记我是在多少年前我是向我太太发脾气。
Raised my voice at her.
It's
many years ago. I don't even know when it happened.
这个是许多年前我已经忘记了。
Now I say that Jesus opened my eyes.
那我要告诉你，耶稣他开了我的眼睛。
Not because I'm better than anybody else.
并不是因为我比别人好。
But because I believed.
因为我相信。
I said, Lord, I can't do this.
我说主啊，我不能够这么做。
But you can do it for me.
我说你能够为我做。
Why don't you trust the Lord like that?
为什么你不这么的信靠神？
Why are you happy with a defeated life?
为什么你过着这个失败的生活，你而自满呢？而满足呢
？The lust of the eyes, we're tempted with our eyes, and all types of thoughts come into our mind.
为什么允许这些眼睛的情欲，这些污秽这些思想
？And the Lord says, "Do you believe that I can give you a clean thought life?"
你是否相信说主说主他能够把这个纯洁的思想放进我们头脑里
？Say yes, Lord, I want it.
你说主啊，我相信。
I believe it.
I believe you can help me. Don't be satisfied with a Christian religion which is only on the outside. 那个虔诚的外表,
something that's from deep within that affects every area of our daily life.
这一个的改变应该是从发自内心的那个表发扬出来,
let me say this to you.
那么这么告诉你,
you will get only as much as you can believe God will do for you.
照做你相信神为你成就多少你就得到多少.
When it says this is God's will,
如果这么讲说,
you don't believe it?
你不相信的吗?
It won't be fulfilled.
那就不成就.
When it says in everything give thanks, this is God's will,
他说凡事谢恩这是神的意旨意.
You don't believe it?
也不相信的话,
it won't be fulfilled.
这个就不能够成就.
It says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing.
在腓立比书4:16节说，叫做不要为任何事情忧虑.
Is that possible to live a life like that?
这个是可能的吗?
Not that we won't have problems.
并不是我们要找这个,
we'll have problems,
问题, 我们的确是有,
trials,
困难,
pressures,
我们有这个压力, 有这个压力.
But you say, God will help me here.
他说你说主会帮助我.
In the name of Jesus, I can bind Satan and drive him away.
耶稣基督里, 我可以捆绑这个撒旦, 我可以把他赶出去.
When Satan troubles our children,
当这一个, 撒旦他要来骚扰我们的孩子,
sickness,
这一个,
or other problems,
或者是其他的问题,
or they become rebellious,
或者是他们已经有叛逆了,
do you believe that God is there to help you?
你相信神还要在那里帮助你吗?
There is no problem that you can ever face in your life where God cannot help you.
在我们的生命里面没有一个困难是这么的大我们的神不能够帮助。
In your family life,
在你的家庭,
with your finances,
在你的经济,
in your office life,
在你的这个办公室,
with your children,
对你的孩子,
in everything we can overcome.
在任何事情上我们都可以战胜。
Let me show you two verses, Romans chapter 8 first of all.
我给你看这个罗马书第八章,
Romans 8,
罗马书第八章,
verse 37,
第37节,
let's read it carefully.
我们很, 仔细地来看,
Romans 8, 37, in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
他说, 罗马靠着爱我们的主, 在这一切的事上已经得胜有余的。
What things is he referring to?
他指的是什么事情呢?
See, in the middle of verse 35,
我们看35节中部, 中间,
tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword.
他说这些事情就是什么是万难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身肉体、危险、刀剑。
That's, those are not comfortable situations.
这些东西对我们来讲都不是, 对我们很, 舒适的。
Supposing it was written there,
如果,
like this,
这么想的,
in health,
在健康,
in prosperity,
在这个, 这个丰盛,
when everybody is happy with me,
当每一个人都对我, 都非常的满意,
when everything is going smoothly,
当一切都很顺利的话,
yeah, we are more than conquerors.
我们是当胜有余,
yeah, that means anybody can be like that.
这个人的, 每个都可以做得到,
but when it says,
但是今天这么讲,
tribulation,
有这一个万难,
distress,
有这个困苦,
pressure,
有这个逼迫,
problems,
有这个困难,
difficulties,
有这个, 困难的事情,
the sword, people trying to kill me,
甚至有刀剑, 有人要来取害,
famine, not enough food,
没有这个食物,
nakedness, so poor that I don't have enough money to buy clothes for myself,
甚至是没有这个足够钱来买衣服,
in all these things,
在这一切的事上,
more than conquerors. No complaints.
没有埋怨,
only praise the Lord.
只有称颂神.
I'm free from sin.
我从罪里面,
if I don't have enough money,
我没有这个,
even if there are so many pressures,
虽然有这么多的这个,
more than a conqueror.
我是得胜有余的.
That is the Christian life.
这个就是我们基督徒的生命.
But it's because you believe. If you believe, it'll be possible.
这是因着我们相信, 如果我们相信,
if you don't believe,
如果我们不相信的话,
it won't be possible.
这个就不可能.
God's will is that we must always overcome.
神的旨意是要我们是时常的得胜.
Let me show you another verse, 1 John chapter 5.
我再给你看另外一经节, 约翰一书第五章,
1 John chapter 5,
约翰一书第五章,
the last part of that verse, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 John 5 verse 4, the last part.
第四节的后半部, 他就说,
this is the victory that has overcome the
就,
world, our faith.
就胜过世界, 就是, 使我们胜的世界, 就是我们的信心.
How do we overcome the world?
我们怎么样胜过这个世界呢?
Our faith.
就是靠着我们的信心.
Lord, I believe I can be an overcomer.
说主啊，我相信我可以得胜。
Let me show you 1 John chapter 3.
我也给你看约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
第八节。
The last part of that verse, it says, the Son of God appeared for this purpose that he might destroy the works of the devil.
他说上帝的儿子显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Why did Jesus come?
为什么耶稣要来呢？
Two things.
他做两件事情。
What, read carefully. Verse 5.
第五节,
he appeared, first of all, to take away our sin.
他来到是要除掉世人的罪。
We all know that.
我们都晓得。
Jesus came to take away our sin.
耶稣来好让他能够来把这个我们的罪的除掉。
But don't stop there.
但是我们不要在那里。
Verse 8.
在第八节这么讲。
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
他显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Has the devil done some work in your home?
我们的这个魔鬼在你家里面也做了一些东西呢。
Has he gotten to any of your children?
他是否在你的孩子身上也做了？
Has he created a confusion between you and your wife?
或者说他这个制造你夫妻间制造困扰？
Brought a misunderstanding between you and your wife because of some of your relatives?
可能是因着你的亲戚使到你们夫妻的这个有误会。
Or her relatives?
或者是他的亲戚。
Or some small thing that happened?
或者是一些芝麻绿豆的事情。
You know, a misunderstanding is like a little wedge the devil tries to drive between people.
你知道这个这些误。
We all know that.
我们都晓得。
Jesus came to take away our sin.
耶稣来好让他能够来把那个我们的罪的。
But don't stop there.
但是我们不要在那里。
Verse 8.
在第八节这么讲。
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
他显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Has the devil done some work in your home?
我们的这个魔鬼在你家里面也做了一些东西呢。
Has he gotten to any of your children?
他是否在你的孩子身上也做了一些东西？
Has he created a confusion between you and your wife?
或者是他这个制造你的夫妻间制造困扰？
Brought a misunderstanding between you and your wife because of some of your relatives?
可能是因着你的亲戚使到你们夫妻的这个有误会。
Or her relatives?
或者是他的亲戚。
Or some small thing that happened?
或者是一些芝麻绿豆的事情。
You know, a misunderstanding is like a little wedge the devil tries to drive between people.
你知道这个这些误会误解事情，就好像是魔鬼在我们当中要来这个破坏的工作。
And once he's got that small wedge in between a husband and wife,
当他找到了这个地步以后
he keeps hammering it and hammering it until they're completely separated.
就好像他的那个裂缝里面，他就开始那个敲打，就把这个分裂。
What did the Son of God come for?
那么上帝的儿子来做什么呢？第八节。
To destroy the works of the devil.
要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
I don't care how impossible your situation looks.
我不管你的处境是看起来是多么的绝望。
I want to say that Jesus Christ can destroy the work of the devil.
我要告诉你，耶稣基督能够除灭魔鬼的作为。
I've been a father now for 25 years. My oldest son is 25.
我的这个大儿子已经25岁了。
And I have 4 boys.
我有四个儿子。
And from childhood, we've seen them go through many, many problems and difficulties like all children.
就好像所有的孩子一样，我看到他们经过许多的那个困难的阶段。
And there are physical sicknesses.
有时候他们有这个疾病。
There are problems when they're in school.
在学校里面有问题。
Sometimes difficulties with other children.
有时候跟其他的孩子发生问题。
Sometimes somebody is jealous of them.
有时候别人妒忌他们。
Sometimes somebody troubles them in other ways.
有时候别人骚扰他们。
And sometimes the devil tries to make them a bit rebellious.
有时候魔鬼使他们要成为叛逆。
But I've discovered one thing in all these 25 years.
但是在这二十五年里面，我有发现了这个秘诀。
The Son of God destroys the works of the devil.
上帝的儿子除灭魔鬼。
Whenever there's been a problem,
当这个问题发生的时候
，My wife and I kneel down.
我的太太跟我就跪下来。
Bind Satan's work.
我们捆绑魔鬼的作为。
And free them from the grip of Satan.
我们使他们从这个罪恶的这个捆绑当中释放出来。
And I want to give you my testimony.
我给你这个见证。
Every problem, God has brought a solution.
在任何的这个问题当中，神都给我们那个解决的方法。
And today,
今天
all of them love the Lord.
他们每一个都爱主。
And all of them are following the Lord.
他每一个都在那跟随主。
I praise the Lord for that.
我因着这来感谢主，称颂。
Because I believed.
因为我真的相信。
There is no problem God cannot solve.
在神里头没有不能够解决的问题。
I want to say, believe.
我要这么告诉你们，
你要相信。Don't be satisfied. When the devil comes and takes over so many things in your house and you sit back and say what to do.
如果真的是我们不要说因着魔鬼来到我们当中，我们做我们当中做事情，我们还是
That's what's happening in so many homes.
这个就是在许多家里面。
The devil comes and creates a mess.
当魔鬼来在骚扰我们的时候
what to do.
我们不晓得怎么做。
When you find one day that your wife is furious and there's a volcano in the house.
那有一天你发现你的太太好像是这个在那边疯狂了。
What are you going to do?
疯狂的就很生气。那你要怎么样呢？
You're going to sit back and say what to do?
No, 你是否是那个
No! Bind Satan! Not your wife,
huh? 你不要越困难。你越困难就越糟糕，那困难魔鬼。
No, it's the devil has got him there and created some situation.
所以这个困难，要困难的对，要困难这个魔鬼。
Bind those spirits of violence.
要困难这个是一个这个这个灵不好的灵。
You don't have to rebuke the devil in front of your wife or anything. No,
你不需要在故意在他的面前来责备魔鬼。
Don't do anything so foolish.
不需要做这样愚昧的事情。
Just go to a corner and pray.
需要到一个角落躲起来。
Lord, I don't want to blame my wife here.
我不要在他面前。
I blame the devil.
我要责怪魔鬼。
It's like this.
这个就是这样。
I think you and your wife are walking down the road.
你可以想象，如果你跟你太太在
路上走。Evil man comes and grabs your wife.
有一个不好人，他捉住了太太。
What are you going to do?
那么你要怎么做呢？
You're going to just sit and watch.
你说我是在那边看就。
You're going to stand there and tell your wife, no, come out, don't just stand there.
你是跟你太太说，哎，赶快出来，回来。
No, she's helpless.
她是无助的。
You've got to set her free from that evil man.
你必须要把她从那一个恶人的当中来释放。
Yeah, that's how it is.
这个就是这样。
Supposing you're walking down the road with your little child.
如果你跟你的，想想你跟你孩子在路上。
And a dog bites that child and grabs hold of it.
这一条恶狗就咬了你孩子。你要怎么做呢？
You're not just going to watch it.
你不能是只是在那边看。
You're going to fight that dog and separate your child.
可能你要踢那只狗，踢他一下，那么来救你孩子。
We must see the devil like that.
你要对这个魔鬼要讲。
Like an evil person, like a dog coming to grab.
你要想到有这个恶者，好像一只恶狗这样要来。
Maybe your husband.
可能是你的
Maybe your wife.
可能是你的
Maybe your children.
可能是你的孩子。
Don't just sit back and watch.
不要只是坐在那边观看。
Don't fight your wife or husband or children. Fight the devil.
不要跟你的妻子或者孩子来争战，要跟魔鬼来争战。
Stand against Satan in Jesus' name.
要奉主的名来对付魔鬼。
Son of God has come to destroy the works of the devil.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督来已经除灭了魔鬼的作为了。
This is real, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这是真实的。
We are in a battle.
我们在这个征战里。
The Bible says we don't wrestle with human beings; we wrestle with evil spirits.
圣经告诉我们，说我们并不是与这个属肉体的征战，我们是与那个属灵的那个来征战。
Many people, they are so afraid.
有这么多人，他们这么的害怕。
They don't do anything.
他们不能够做什么事。
Do you know that every demon was defeated on Calvary's cross?
你知道，在这个加利利山上。所以一切的邪灵，这些恶者都已经被战胜了。
I was in a village in India once.
有时候我在一个印度一个小村落里头。
And at the end of the meeting,
在这个聚会过后
，one of the sisters,
有一个姐妹
，brought her own sister who was still a Hindu to me for prayer.
带着她的一个姐妹，还是她自己的姐妹，还是一个印度教徒来到我面前。
And said,
她说
，this she was about 15-16 years old.
她这个姐妹大约是15-16岁
and said she's gone to the temple and she's got some demon or something in her.
她说因为她有去到这个庙里头，她有许多的这个灵在她里面。
She looked very normal.
她看起来是很正常的。
I said, okay, we'll pray for her.
我说好的，没问题，我们为她祷告。
And I asked her to pray.
我叫她祷告。
Now say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
主耶稣啊，进入我的心里面。
And while we were praying,
然后我们就祷告说
suddenly she changed her voice.
突然间，他的声音改变
，and said, "I've been here so long. Are you trying to get me out of here?"
我在这里面已经很久了，你是不是要叫我出去？
That's a demon.
那个是那个邪灵的声音。
And in the beginning, you get a surprise.
开始的时候你可能会有点惊喜。
Then I asked myself immediately, quickly.
我就赶快的问我。
Was that demon defeated by Jesus on Calvary?
这些邪灵他们是否已经在加利利山被耶稣基督所击败了？
Yes.
是的。
And I don't have to be afraid.
我不需要惧怕。
I said, "You've been defeated on Calvary."
我说在加略山上已经被
Jesus has defeated you.
耶稣已经战胜了你。
You have no right to be in this little girl.
你没有权利在这个小女孩的身上。
Get out of here, in Jesus.
离开他们，被耶稣基督的名。
We had a conference in Bangalore last May.
在这个 Bangalore 我们有一个会议。
And that same girl came forward to testify in the meeting.
那个同样那个小女孩在那里在做见证。
Completely free.
她是完全的被释放。
Born again.
重生得救。
And wanting to follow Jesus.
然后她在那边为主来祷告。
You know, it may not be demon possession.
这个可能这个困难是这个魔鬼的压制。
In other ways, the devil tries to bring confusion.
可能是在魔鬼在我们当中要制造这困难。
Believe.
但是我们相信。
Satan's been defeated.
魔鬼是被击败。
Kneel down.
也跪下。
Say, Lord.
我说主啊。
Solve this problem.
主啊，你为我解决这个问题。
Is it between husband and wife?
如果是这个丈夫妻。
Lord, you're going to help us to love one another.
说主啊，你会帮助我们要彼此相爱。
You're going to help me love my wife as Christ loved the church. All husbands can should say that.
帮助我好像这个基督爱教会一样来爱我的。
That's what the Bible says. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，做丈夫的要爱妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
Lord, you're going to help me to do it.
主啊，你为帮助我在做。
The Bible says to wives.
圣经里面告诉我。
Submit to your husbands as the church is to Christ.
他说，做妻子应该要顺服丈夫，就好像教会顺服基督。
Lord, I believe you're going to help me to do it.
你说主啊，我相信你会帮助我。
That our home will be a Christian home.
成为一个基督教会。
You know, like I said, the perfume that comes from a lady full of perfume walking a few feet away.
你说就好像是好远外的这个女士啊，这个香水的味道。
My home can be like that.
你的家庭就好像是这样
，that your children are a testimony for Jesus Christ。
你的孩子也成为这个基督的这个见证。
In their behavior in school and in the neighborhood and everywhere，
他们的行为、他们的这个言语、行为方面都能够成为这个灵舍的这个见证。
Let's believe，
让我们信。
Believe that God will do it for us。
我相信神能够做成这些事情。
We read of those two blind men who went to Jesus。
刚才我们已经读到那两个瞎眼的来到耶稣。
Believe，
他们相信。
Lord。You can do it for me.
你能够做成。
We believe you can open our eyes.
我们相信你能够开我们眼睛。
Supposing one of those blind men said,
想象你其中一个瞎眼的这么说。
God says, do you believe I can do this for you?
当主说你相信我可以做成吗？
And one blind man says, maybe one eye.
他说主啊，我想我可能。
I don't know whether
是眼睛的。
I don't know whether you can open both eyes, but one eye is enough.
可能两只眼睛是太过分了，只要一只眼睛已经足够。
What do you think the Lord would have told him?
你想主会怎么告诉他
？Same thing，
同样的。
Be it done for you according to your faith。
照着你的信心成全吧。
And he would have gone out with one eye open。
然后他就会成为一个盲人。
And the other person，
另外一个
，He said, Lord, you're Almighty, both eyes。
他说主啊，你是全能的。两只眼睛都可以看得见。
The Lord would have said the same thing to him.
就也会跟他讲同样的。
Be done for you according to your faith.
照着你的信心成全吧。
Both eyes open.
两只眼睛都开了。
Now many of us are sitting here with different needs.
我们在我们坐在当中有许多我们有不同的那个需要。
Some people are saying, Lord, can you do this much for me?
有些人说，主啊，你能够为我做一点点东西吗
？Right, according to your faith.
照着你的信心，主会帮助。
Somebody else sits here and says, Lord, I believe you can solve every problem.
你能够帮助我在我家庭在我生命当中一切的问题你都能够为我解决
according to your faith it can be done
生命中你的信心在必要成全
you know it's not enough to sit around the presence of Jesus
你说我们如果在这个主的同在当中
two or three are gathered together he is in our midst
因为圣经告诉我们当你两三个同在的时候
主要在你 sit around him
但是在只是在这样当中是不足够
there was a great crowd around Jesus once
有时在有众人围绕着耶稣基督。
One woman pressed through that crowd and touched him by faith。
但是有这么一个妇女，她这个为了许多弟兄，她冲破这个群众，她凭着信心摸着了耶稣。
And out of all the 150 people surrounding Jesus, only one person got something。
有150个围绕着耶稣基督，只有这么一个人他得着。
Why？
为什么
？You can touch him。
你可以摸着他，
或者没有 faith, you get nothing.
如果你没有信心了，你就得不着什么东西。
And we can be around the Lord like that this morning.
今天早上我们也可以这样的聚集在耶稣基督面前。
One needy woman,
有这么一个有需要的。
One needy man,
有一个有需要的。
Reaching out and says, Lord, I'm a needy person.
向神来呼喊说，主啊，我是。
I believe you can help me.
我相信你能够帮助我。
I want to touch you by faith.
我要凭着信心的摸着。
Not just one eye, both eyes.
不只是一只眼睛，双眼。
Not just one problem, but everyone.
不只是一个问题，是每一个问题。
The Son of God came to destroy all the works of the devil.
上帝的儿子来除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
In our life, in our home, with our children, with our married life, everything.
我们生命投在我们的婚姻的生命，然后在凡事上
always in triumph.
非常的快乐。
The life of Christ can come forth.
让基督的这个生命能够流露出来。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
When we need to pray,
当我们低下头来祷告的时候，
I want to invite you to respond to God's word.
我要邀请你来向神的话语来做出反应。
To the word of God that you heard this morning.
今天早上你听到神的话语来释放出来。
Don't let the devil rob you of what God wants to give you.
不要让魔鬼来盗取神给你的各样的应许。
Don't let the devil make you live a substandard, useless Christian life.
不要让魔鬼给你过的是那个失败的那个不在神的标准。
Say, Lord, I want that life which I read in about in the scriptures.
你说主啊，我要得着那个照着你的圣经里面所讲的那种生命。
Always rejoicing,
时常喜乐。
Always in triumph,
时常的夸胜。
Conquering in every situation,
在各样事情方面都得胜。
With the power of God in my life,
主啊，我要以基督的能力。
Putting the devil to flight, away from my home and away from my family.
让这个魔鬼从我的家庭、从我的生命里头往来逃跑逃离。
So that the sweet perfume of Christ can be sensed by others around.
让基督的香气可以从我的身上流露出来，给人们嗅觉。
Lord, I believe.
是的，我相信。
I believe you.
主啊，我相信。
Is there some particular problem that some of you are facing?
是否在门当中们有遇到一些某些棘手的问题？
What's the biggest problem you are facing right now?
现在你所遇到的最大的那个困难是什么？在那里
吵架的 family，
可能是你的家庭
；or your children，
或者是你的孩子
；or your finances，
或者是可能是你的经济
；or
your job， 或者是
你的工作 ；or your marriage，
或者是你的婚姻的这个问题。
You say when Jesus says to you, Jesus says to you, do you believe I can solve that for you？
你相信这时候耶稣这么告诉你说，你相信我？
You have a sickness. God wants you to live an overcoming life. Lord, make us conquerors.
主啊，使我们得胜的
人。Lead us on.
来帮助我们往前走。
Help us to be rooted in your word.
让我们在你的话语里。
Not just one day or for a week.
不只是一天一个星期。
All of our life.
在我们一生的时间中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.